Okay.
Not that it took him 13 years.
Right. So let's see. Malachim Aleph. We're into the Perek Zion. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph tells us, which we already saw a little bit last Perek, that says, as Beiso Bana Shlomo, that Shlomo, in addition to the Beis HaMikdash, let's just finish this pasuk. As Beiso Bana Shlomo, he built his house. Shosh Es Rishon, it took him a long time, 13 years, V'yichalas Kol Beiso, for him to be able to complete everything in his house. So the first thing that jumps out is not only the years, but also the order. Right? So, on one hand, we don't really know exactly where he lived. I'm sure he didn't live in a cardboard box, but he, being a king, would have enjoyed having a beautiful palace. But his focus, he lived probably where David's palace, right? So, but nonetheless, he could have made major improvements based on the wealth that he had, but instead, he elected to choose to build the Beis HaMikdash first. That's the first thing that we noticed. He cared. The Beis HaMikdash came before his house. That was number one. And the second thing we find, as we already pointed out, is the amount of years that it took him to build the Beis HaMikdash, how much time it took him to build his house. To build the Beis HaMikdash took him, as we said, 7 years. The pasuk here says when it came to building his house, it took him 13 years. So we look now at the... let's begin with Rashi. Rashi in pasuk Aleph, Ves Beiso Bana Shlomo Shosh Es Rishana. So it took him 13 years. Shemelechas Gavoa Nizdares. When it came to the work of Gavoa of Hashem, then he had Zrizus. He did it quickly. He wanted to try to build the Beis HaMikdash as fast as possible to have a place for the Shechina, for Hashem to dwell, and for Klal Yisrael to be able to go. So he did that very quickly. With Shiloh Nisatzel. But when it came to his own, he was lazy, or he was not as quick. The pasuk is only coming to teach us the shevach, the praise of Shlomo, not to speak in a negative, in a gnus, in a negative fashion. So that's the point. But again, easily one can misconstrue and say, oh, well, what's he doing? He's spending so much more time. But that's also perhaps the reason why we saw a lot of these psukim, which seem very redundant, which we saw in the previous parak, about how all this was with gold and it was covered in this way. And the point is that it's trying to show that he didn't cut any corners. When it came to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, not only did he do it quickly, but he did it beautifully. It was done perfectly, even in a short span of time. And that's the reason why we had a whole parak speaking about the intricate details that he put into the Beis HaMikdash. We look in the words of the Radak. The Radak says, the third line from the bottom, when it says, Shol Shes Rishana, it says, Vehi, skipping to the third word on the line, three lines from the bottom, Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, Kilnis Asik Bebinyan Beiso Ela Shtei Shanim. Some say that, how long did he actually build his house? It only took him 2 years to do it. Now, how do we see that? Uperishu, this is how some people explain it. Shosh Es Rishana Antom Shosh Es Rishana Malchuso. Then when it says in Pasuk Aleph, because you can say, well, it took him 13 years to build his house and 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, that's not right. No, that's not what it means. It means that we know that it took him 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, which was in year 11. When the Pasuk says year 13, it means that's the 13th year of his Malchus, of being a king, which means he only spent 2 years building it. Obviously, that would be, you wouldn't be able to say the idea that he was lazy or he was slow, but certainly, based on just the amount of time put in, is significantly less than the Beis HaMikdash. So that's one way that this can be looked upon. Okay? Furthermore, the Radak says, Upir Zeh, according to this interpretation, he says it's difficult. Why? Yishamasha Omar Lamata. We'll see later on in the ninth chapter, the pasuk says, "Vayhi mikseh esrim shana." It was at the end of 20 years. Asher bana Shlomo es shnei habatim, that he built 2 homes, referring to his own and the Beis HaMikdash. Now that pasuk alone, near it appears, ki esrim shana hoitzi bein shnei habatim, that it took him 20 years to build both of them. Sheva Beveis Hashem, 7 years for the Beis HaMikdash, Rishosh Asar, Beveis on 13 for his house. In other words, according to this first interpretation, you can maybe fit it into this pasuk, but when it comes to a pasuk later on, and when we get to it, perhaps that's something which you have to grapple over and try to figure out what exactly does that mean, but certainly it would be difficult because it sounds like it was only after 20, it took him 20 years to do both buildings. And therefore, as the pasuk says, 7 and 13 is 20. Okay, let's move on to pasuk beis. Now we're going to see a lot of pictures over here. We'll see why, because when it comes to this other place, which is in addition to his palace, we find a lot of detail. V'yivenes beis yar halvanon. And he built a house, which is Yar HaLabanon, which Yar is a forest. Labanon is in the Lebanon. Meya Ama Arko, 100 cubits. A cubit is measured from the elbow to one's middle finger, about 18 to 24 inches. So if it's about, let's just call it 2 feet. So 100 Amos is its length, that's 200 feet. The Chamishim Ama Rachbo, 50 cubits wide, let's call it 100 feet wide. Ushloshim Ama Komoso, so it had a very high roof. 30 Amos, or 60 feet tall. Al Arba Ture Amude Arazim, that it was, this structure was placed upon 4 Ture Amude Arazim, 4 rows of pillars, which were made out of Arazim, out of cedar, Ukarusos Arazim Al Amudim, and with cedar beams over the pillars. So, before we look at this picture on page 65, which will be very helpful. If we look at the Rashi over here on the previous page, on page 62, it discusses what exactly is the purpose and meaning of this house that he built. So Pasuk Beis tells us, Beis Yar Halvanon. Targum Yonasan, Beis Mikeras Malchaya. This is a house which comes with kor, cold, of cooling off the king. What do you mean cooling off the king? So the English sounds a little bit nicer. So if you look in English, he explains it better. On page 63, the house of the forest of Lebanon. Targum translates this as the house of cooling off of kings. What is that referring to? A royal summer house. So a king wants to have
the summer palace.
Summer palace. We find this all the time. The Tsar has
in Russia.
Right.
Palace.
Right, and he has in the summer. It's where's it?
Saint Petersburg.
Oh, that's the winter. Yeah. And so this is before you can just turn on your air conditioner and put on a bunch of fans. So you want to be able to a place where it's cooler. You get out of the city, right? And that's what the kings did too. They got out of the capital city. So if we'll continue looking at the English over here, it makes sense, as we're going to see, how it was constructed, which clearly shows that it was a summer home. It says it was built with many doors and windows for cross ventilation. And it was located in the shade of a forest called Lebanon. That's the reason why it was called Beis, the house where there was a bunch of trees. Because you didn't want to be
it,
right, and also that's where it was very shady. And therefore the sun was away, and therefore you were able to be cooled off. So therefore that's why it was called the Forest of Lebanon, which was, continuing on page 65, near the temple.
Oh, it was near the temple.
That's what it says, right? Because of this proximity to the forest, the temple itself is sometimes called Lebanon, right? Har Halvan, maybe you've heard the term Har Halvanon.
But it was also made of Arzim, our cedars of Lebanon.
So, right. Right, and that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that's why it's called that, because it's made out of cedar pillars, which came from that place. Lebanon. So people refer to, oh, that's the house where they have all these raw materials that were constructed from such a place, from Lebanon. Right. Okay.
Oh, so it was right near the temple, though.
So that's
Lebanon.
Right. Okay. So it's either the raw materials were taken from that place, or it was a place near the Beis HaMikdash in which was cooler and shady. So he built this in a way to be able to cool off. Now, exactly what was this construction? So if you look in the very top Rashi on page 64, it says, We're not going to see this whole thing, this first couple lines, and we'll see the English. Ukrosos Arazim. So we said that when it came to this construction, you had Ukrosos Arazim, that you had cedar beams. Koros Arazim. There were beams made out of cedar. L'orach Habayis, which went upon the length of this structure. Hayator Amudim Bekarka. And there were rows of pillars that were in the ground, by Karkaros Ma'amud La'amud, and you had these beams that went from one pillar to the next. So if we look in the English, which gives us a much better visual by looking at this picture on page 65, it says over four rows of cedar pillars. The building had four parallel rows of cedar pillars, two at either extremity, and two more in the middle, effectively dividing into three equal sections. So if you look at the little picture, which is the top one, you can see where it says the number 50, and you can see that there's these four pillars, and there are rows of four, and each one was equally spread apart, so therefore it looks like there was three sections. According to Rashi, the rows ran along the length of the building. According to the Rabag, they ran along its width. So this is, as you can see again in English, following Rashi's commentary. So that's what we're going to be focusing our attention on. If we look again in the English in the next paragraph, with cedar beams over the pillars. So cedar beams were laid horizontally from pillar to pillar, all along the rows. So when it's referring to these beams, you can see that the bottom picture is like an extreme close-up. So you see where it says, Karusos Arazim, the cedar beams. So you have these cedar beams that ran horizontally, and it went from one pillar to the next. So you had the pillars that were lifting the structure up from the ground, which again is another way to be able to help as far as breezes are concerned. And they had these cedar beams which ran horizontally. The flooring of the house was laid on top of these beams, and the rooms of the house were built on the flooring. Thus the pillars were stilts upon which the summer house was built, raised off the ground, to maximize the cooling effect, as we said. According to the Radak and others, the rooms were on ground level, and the pillars held up the roof over these rooms. Okay, so it's either that these pillars held up the roof, or actually held up the ground, which makes sense, and the way the picture is, that's exactly what it was. Okay, fine. So let's try to see one more pasuk, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, pasuk gimel. The sofun ba'erez mimal al hasla'os asher al hamudim arboim v'chamisha. So the sofun reminds us of Pesach, but that's referring to that which is on the top. It was roofed with eras with cedar above. Al hatzlaos, slaos, mesudas sianches are in the sarim, which are boards. Asher al hamudim, which are upon the pillars, are boim b'chamisha. And the amount that there were 45. Chamisha asar hatur. And there were rows of 15. So therefore there was three rows of 15. I want you to see this last pasuk, which talks a little bit about windows, and we'll stop. Ushikufim. Shikufim, Mr. Sion translated as chalanos, right? So a window. And the windows were shloisha turim. There was three rows. Umechaze el mechaze. Mechaze also means to see, something you can peer and have a vision. That's why Mr. Sion says, afhu inyan chalon. This is also a window. Asher yechazu v'yiru derech ba. You can look through it. Metzel Metzel, from one to the up to the other side, Shlosh Pamim, three times. So again, we'll conclude with this thought, is that we see clearly that this is a summer home, and the purpose of it was for ventilation, and that it had all these different windows throughout the entire structure.